Shock by All-Star Medics. Description: Shock is a critical clinical state of circulatory failure resulting in inadequate tissue perfusion, cellular hypoxia, and potentially multi-organ dysfunction. It occurs when the circulatory system cannot deliver sufficient oxygen and nutrients to tissues to meet metabolic demands. Causes include hypovolemia, cardiogenic failure, sepsis, or anaphylaxis. Types of shock, identification, and key features. 1. Hypovolemic shock. Cause: loss of blood, hemorrhage, plasma, or extracellular fluid, vomiting, diarrhea, burns. Identification, clinical features: rapid, thready pulse, low blood pressure, cold, clammy skin, oliguria and urea, confusion, restlessness, low GCS, history of trauma, bleeding, or fluid loss. Investigations: FBC for anemia, use and ease CR for dehydration, renal perfusion, hematocrit and lactate, coagulation profile if hemorrhagic. Treatment: ABC approach, rapid IV fluid resuscitation with crystalloids, blood transfusion if hemorrhagic, colloids if indicated. Treat underlying cause, stop bleeding, replace fluids, manage diarrhea. 2. Cardiogenic shock. Cause: primary heart failure, myocardial infarction, severe cardiomyopathy, arrhythmias. Identification, clinical features: cold, clammy extremities, weak, rapid pulse, hypotension, SBP less than 90 mmHg, pulmonary congestion, dyspnea, crackles, JVD, jugular venous distension, history of cardiac disease. Investigations: ECG, cardiac enzymes, troponin, CKMB, echocardiography, EF, wall motion abnormalities, FBC, use and ease, CR, LFTs, chest X-ray, pulmonary edema. Treatment: oxygen therapy, avoid aggressive fluid loading, may worsen pulmonary edema. Inotropes, example dobutamine, dopamine, if hypotensive. Treat underlying cardiac condition, revascularization, antiarrhythmics. Vasopressors, example norepinephrine, if persistent hypotension. 3. Distributive shock. Includes septic shock, anaphylactic shock, and neurogenic shock. Cause: vasodilation and abnormal distribution of blood flow despite normal or increased cardiac output. Identification, clinical features: septic shock, fever, hypotension, tachycardia, warm extremities, altered mental status. Anaphylactic shock, sudden hypotension, urticaria, angioedema, respiratory distress, wheezing. Neurogenic shock, hypotension with bradycardia, warm dry skin, spinal injury history. Investigations: FBC, use and ease, CR, LFTs, blood cultures for sepsis, lactate level, marker of tissue hypoperfusion, imaging as indicated, CXR, CT, if infection source is suspected, allergy testing if anaphylaxis is suspected. Treatment: ABC approach and oxygen therapy, aggressive fluid resuscitation with crystalloids, vasopressors if persistence, hypotension, norepinephrine for sepsis. Treat underlying cause, antibiotics for sepsis, epinephrine for anaphylaxis, steroids for specific indications. Monitor urine output, lactate, and perfusion. 4. Obstructive shock. Cause: physical obstruction to cardiac output, pulmonary embolism, cardiac tamponade, and tension pneumothorax. Identification clinical features: hypotension, tachycardia, distended neck veins, JVD, dyspnea, hypoxia, chest pain, PE or tamponade, tracheal deviation, tension pneumothorax. Investigations: ECG, echocardiography, tamponade or RV strain, chest X-ray and CT scan, D-dimer if pulmonary embolism is suspected. Treatment: ABC approach and oxygen therapy. Relieve obstruction urgently. Needle decompression for tension pneumothorax. Pericardiocentesis for cardiac tamponade. Thrombolysis or embolectomy for massive pulmonary embolism. Supportive care with fluids and vasopressors if needed. General principles of shock management. 1. Early recognition and rapid intervention are critical. 2. ABC approach. 3. Fluid resuscitation. Crystalloids first line. Blood products for hemorrhagic shock. Avoid overloading in cardiogenic or obstructive shock. Vasopressors, inotropes, according to type of shock. 5. Monitor and reassess. Vital signs, BP, HRRR, temp, perfusion, capillary refill, extremity warmth, mental status, urine output, laboratory markers, lactate, FBC, eosinase, CR. 6. Identify and treat the underlying cause promptly. Key points. Shock is a life-threatening emergency. Type identification is critical for targeted treatment. Continuous monitoring of hemodynamics, perfusion, and organ function is mandatory. Early use of fluids, vasopressors, and definitive treatment of the underlying cause significantly improves outcomes.